Okay, gentlemen, we are up to Simon Tov Samach Zayin, the last Seif, which is a quick one, very quick one. And then we're going to go and learn Hilchas Yom Tov, in general, in honor of Gideon. I don't know if Gideon is on. Will be one more final mentioning of the chicken with the wheat can inside it, in honor of Gideon, just one more time. It's just a quick one, and then we'll move on. What's that?
10 pages of the same halacha.
Okay, just give him one more chance. See if design a quick one. Chitois oiro shenimtzeis bezepek ha'oif. If you find a wheat kernel or a barley, which is found in the zepek ha'oif, which is the part of the intestines of the bird. La'achashivu oisro avkev. Kind of cooked that you find in that particular place. Ha'oif mutter, the bird is mutter, the bird is mutter to eat, the fowl is mutter to eat. V'achitav ha'oiro tzorech letzofom, and the chometz you have to you have to get rid of. Because it's not considered digested. Although you may have found a bit of chometz in the intestines of the bird, we don't consider it digested, and we do look at it as being proper chametz. Therefore, you've got to remove it. It's considered chametz. Right. Having said that, we have now completed the halachas of Hilchas Pesach. Now, Reb Gideon mentioned to make a siyum. I think there's some credit to that argument. Looking at the Shulchan Aruch, which I've got in front of me. So we have covered a really substantial amount, but I think considering the fact that it's all in one volume, so perhaps we should do the formal siyum, perhaps when we reach the end of Hilchas Yom Tov. Now, the Hilchas Yom Tov, it's a fascinating limud. I'm ever so excited to be learning them again, for the simple reason because it's very relevant. We have Pesach, we have Shavuos, we have Sukkos, first days, last days, never mind Hilchas Chol HaMoed, which we're not going to talk about now. But Hilchas Yom Tov, it's so confusing, it's so complex, and you know, just always the shailes, can you know, the gas, can you increase it, can you decrease it, what malachas can you do, how come a carrying is so you can carry without reservations, so many halachas, what about adding water to the urn, what about all those shailes which are so incredibly common so many times a year. And yet there's so much ignorance and so little knowledge about that. So I'm really excited to learn about this again. So in the Shulchan Aruch, it's Simon Tov Tzadihei. So you'll see that we are, I don't believe it's in this. Let me just check if it's still in this one. I didn't even check. It's probably not there anymore. Nope, just literally the first half page. But we'll have to get more of those. I believe we're a little bit ahead. But maybe it's worth. I'm going to check Binei Dert, send him a text to get more of the Kuntesim. I do not know how I'll distribute it, but the idea of getting more would be good to have. So either way, if you can get a Shulchan Aruch, Mishneh Berurah, Siman Tov Tzadihei, it's in Chelek Hei, towards the end. In the Mishneh Berurah editions, it's just before page 202. Hilchas Yom Tov. Eze melachas asuris b'Yom Tov. Which melachas are permitted on Yom Tov? Now, the starting point is that we have addressed and learned the halachas of Shabbos thoroughly and properly, so we've got an idea what a starting point is about Hilchas Shabbos. But Hilchas Yom Tov is far more complex, and it's great to have covered Hilchas Shabbos thoroughly, so we can have a bit of an understanding of Hilchas Yom Tov. Hilchas Yom Tov has got a main difference, which is the concept of Oichel Nefesh. We're going to see that right now, what it means and what it may not mean. We're going to come across now, straight away in Sif Aleph, we're going to come across a major machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. And this is really important to have this clear. So, the halacha is as follows. Kol melacha asura b'Shabbos asura b'Yom Tov. The starting point is that everything which is also on Shabbos is also on Yom Tov. That's the starting point. Whatever is forbidden on Shabbos is forbidden on Yom Tov. Which means that really, the 39 melachas apply on Yom Tov, just like they apply on Shabbos, in principle. However, Chotzen Melechas Oichel Nefesh, excluding Oichel Nefesh. Now, Oichel Nefesh, literally what it means is oichel nefesh, what you need for your soul, the eating, the consuming, the physical eating which you need, physical sustenance which you may need, that is permitted on Yom Tov. We'll see soon why. For chutz moitzo v'avore, excluding as well hoitzo, the melacha of hoitzo of carrying the avore and making fire. And that's going to be a critical point now that the Shulchan Aruch brings. Similarly, also machshir oichel nefesh, whatever is not only those melachas, but also what prepares for those melachas, the machshir oichel nefesh. So not just the actual cooking, which you need for food, but also what precedes that and what is in preparation for oichel nefesh. We'll speak about that in far greater detail. Which you couldn't do yesterday. Now, slowly, we're gonna get that clear in a minute. Let's just see first of all, Mishlebosif Kotna Aleph. Okay, so Asur is Beshabbos. Bein Shasur Min HaToyro, Bein Shasur Mishum Shvus. The basic, essential, fundamental understanding is that we've got to realize that everything which is also on Shabbos is also on Yom Tov. And that applies both to the Melachas, which are Torah Melachas, and just as much also all the Isur Mishal Terabonon, so Shvus, anything which is also on Shabbos is also on Yom Tov, even if it's rabbinical. So for instance, asking a goy to do a melacha, or any Terabonon's Muktzeh, we'll speak about soon, things which are in principle also with Terabonon will be also on Yom Tov as well. So Bein Shesur Min HaTorah, Bein Shesur Mishum Shvus. V'chein, and similarly, Kol Dovah She'Osu La'Asoyse Be'atzmoy, Mishtibur continues, everything which you can not do yourself, Osu Lo'im Agam La'akum La'Asoyse Be'Kumay Mishlam Basen, has mentioned, Amir Al-Nochi asking Goy to Melach, is also on Yom Tov. Now that's very relevant for Jonathan, because that we'll speak a lot more about that when it comes to burials on second day Yom Tov, which is going to be very relevant, because can you ask a goy to do burials on second day Yom Tov, first day Yom Tov, second day Yom Tov? That's very relevant to that. We will address the Mitzvah which has got it designated, specified seif in Shulchan Aruch later. Now again, so the principle is everything is equally also on Shabbos, just like on Shabbos it's also on Yom Tov. The exception is seif cotton base, which is chutz melachas oichel nefesh, excluding oichel nefesh. Here comes the exception, the fundamental yisoid, oichel nefesh is mutar on Yom Tov. What does that mean? The k'dixiv b'kro, as it says in the pasuk, ach, but, or however, asher yo'ochel lechol nefesh, whatever is yo'ochel, whatever is going to be eaten lechol nefesh for every soul, who, this, levadoi, only yo'ose lochem may be done for yourselves. So, whatever is for Eichel Nefesh is permitted to, that activity is permitted to do on Yom Tov. So you see, the Torah itself excludes that. The Torah itself says that, yes, of course, you've got to do 39 melachas, but whatever is Eichel Nefesh is not included in the melachas, and that's going to be permitted on Yom Tov. Similarly also, Chutz Moitzo V'Avor, excluding carrying and making a fire, Pot Dinei Yisparu Lekamon Tov, Kufidalav Tov, Kufidches, that will be explained in a later sermon. We'll address that properly and thoroughly at a later stage. Now with regards to Machshir Eichel Nefesh, that also will be addressed in greater detail later. Hayin Lekamon Simon Tov, Kufches, Tov, Kufches. Right. Now, what we've got to understand here, there's an exclusion of Sholo Yoyo, Ev Shola Asoy Sama Esmoil. When we come to the category of Sholo Yoyo, Ev Shola Asoy Sama Esmoil, the Shulchan Aruch says, whatever could have been done yesterday, you may not do today. Let's get this clear in the Ramah. I'm just carrying on a little bit in the Ramah, because that's Lemaisa how we paskin. Continues the Ramah, and I hope you've got the Mishnah Berurah, which continues on to the Haggadah, says the Ramah. For Yesh Machmir, on top of page 202, some are stringent. Even when it comes to Eichel Nefesh itself, Kol She'eni Mafik Tam Klal, whatever it doesn't lose its taste, Ima So Merev Yom Tov, if it was done Merev Yom Tov, you should do it on Erev Yom Tov. The Ramah paskens that there is a rule, and the rule is, you're right, of course, in principle, you've got 30 melachas on Yom Tov. Right, we understood that. We also understand the concept of the Oichel Nefesh. The Torah itself says, whatever you need for physical food on Yom Tov, that you're allowed to do those melachos needed, so the cooking needed for the Yom Tov, that is excluded, and that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Alright. Now, the Ramo investigates the questions. Machlokes Rishonim. He says, what about if you could have, I understand, Oichel Nefesh is Mutar, I understand. But what about if I could have done it yesterday as well? What if the cooking that I want to do for Yom Tov, for my food, if I could have done it yesterday, is that included in the Heter, yes or no? When we say Oichel Nefesh is Mutar, does that mean only if I could have done it yesterday, and I can only do today, and that's why? What does it mean, you know, if I could have done it yesterday for the same price, could I, for the same taste, is it permitted to do that on Yom Tov or not? So the Ramah Paskins, this is the Halacha Lemaisa, that whenever there is no difference in taste whatsoever, She'eni mefik tam klal, if there's no difference in taste whatsoever, there is no heter to do this on Yom Tov. So let's think concrete. Halacha Lemaisa. If I want to cook something which tastes a lot better on Yom Tov, what's a good example for that? Something which is nice and fresh, that everybody agrees that is nice and fresh. Most things are like that. What's an example for something? Is Yossel on? What's that? Yeah, have you gone? Yeah, what is better if you cook something fresh on Yom Tov? Can we think of an example which is it's a lot better if it's something you cook fresh, and it wouldn't be as good if you do it yesterday? Well, right, meat. I suppose most meats are like that; they taste much better when they are fresh. So now that would be a typical example of a fish meat, right? So now if you want to do this on Yom Tov, there is specifically the Torah allows you to cook this on Yom Tov. This is Oichel Nefesh. If I want to have a nice tasting piece of meat or fish, I'm allowed to do it on Yom Tov, because Oichel Nefesh means precisely that. Now, there are, however, foods which taste just as well if you did them yesterday as today. An example for that, please. Cake, which is well baked. I would argue that actually fresher, it's better, no? What? How much does it lose in one day? Right, so therefore, right, so that would really mean something which you'd have to do on Yom Tov. Because look at the Loshon of the Ramah, and I want to point out a really important diuk in the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'yesh machmirin afilo b'echal nefesh atzmoy, top of page 202, culture in a mefik tam klal, which means that if it doesn't lose taste, it doesn't lose quality at all, which means that only in that scenario doesn't lose, if it's just as good if it came yesterday, if it's still very nice, it was nice yesterday, it's still very not as nice, you still have got a heter to cook it on Yom Tov. We're talking about something which is just the same quality, whether I do it yesterday, I do it today. In such a scenario, you may not do it on Yom Tov. What's an example for that? There must be something which tastes just as good on the second day. I honestly can't think of an example, but there must be something. Anybody who's got some kugel is just as good on the second day? Improves in age once it's a bit overcooked. All right, okay, good, very good. So that'll be an example. Right, good, okay. Good. So if we've got something which improves in taste, or certainly doesn't lose taste on its second day, then this is something which you may not, according to the Ramah, you may not cook that on Yom Tov. Because Oichel Nefesh is only something which is better, the head of Oichel Nefesh only allows us to cook something which is you need on Yom Tov, and kneading means also the top quality. You'll have to have top quality on Yom Tov. So if you did it yesterday and loses taste bad today, fine, you'll have to do it on Yom Tov. However, if it's just as good if I did it yesterday, so there's no hetzer to do it on Yom Tov. That's what Mishnah Berurah, Cotton Zion, second line from the top. Yesh Machmirin, Mederabonon, rabbinically, it is forbidden. It's forbidden to cook something which has got identical quality yesterday, today. The reason for that is, Mishnah Berurah says, I'm reading the words again. Some are stringent. In order, you don't want to pass the entire day on Yom Tov. Doing melachas, and he'll refrain, he'll lose simchas Yom Tov, the festivity of Yom Tov. Basically, we don't want people to stand the whole day in the kitchen on Yom Tov. So, whatever tastes a lot better, you want to have nice, freshly fried potatoes for the meal, right? Okay, gesundheit, that's what the Torah allows. It's not as nice if you do it yesterday. It's much better if it tastes fresh and freshly made. So by all means, that's what the Torah means. And melech is oichel nefesh is mutar. But that's only if yesterday's quality would have been a bit not as good. But if you're doing something, why on earth are you doing your kugel today? You could have done it yesterday. If you wanted to save time yesterday, well, you got the wrong end of the stick. You're not meant to sit the whole day in the kitchen on Yom Tov. So then, if it's the same level quality, you're not allowed to do that. Mishnah Berurah says, Medrabanon. The Mishnah Berurah, the example we mentioned now is the example of cooking. Truthfully, it's not just cooking, it's other melachas as well. Sivkot and ches, culturally in a mefik, delisha, when it comes to kneading, vafia, cooking, shchita, slaughtering, bishul, cooking. Himason merev Yom Tov, if you did all that on the day before Yom Tov, yesh b'mechison tam, it loses its taste. She'ein lechem she'niloish v'nef ha'ayoyim, the bread which was kneaded and was baked today doesn't taste as good kelechem, like the bread she'niloish which was kneaded v'nef and was baked me'etzmal yesterday. Similarly, also for like tavshel she'nispash la'ayoyim, the food, the dish which was cooked today doesn't taste, or on the contrary, tastes much better. Ketavshin ispash mesmal tastes much better than what was cooked yesterday. So what we are seeing is that the heta applies not just on regards to melachas bishul, but in fact any other melachas as well. So for instance, shchiti, which we'll be addressing at a later shir again. So slaughtering an animal which is permitted on Yom Tov. Why is it permitted to shecht an animal on Yom Tov? Shchiti is one of the melachas. So why oichel nefesh? Okay, you oichel nefesh, understand, you want to do it for food, but for consumption. But you could have slaughtered it yesterday. Why do you have to shecht your chicken on Yom Tov? Shechted yesterday. Why do you have to shecht it afkan? So the answer is because it's tasting a lot better if it's fresh. And since it tastes better when it's shechted fresh, so therefore you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. You don't have to do it before Yom Tov. The poskim address a question. I don't even understand the question, but the contemporary poskim addressed the question of the fridges. Considering the fact that we are blessed with fridges nowadays, and this was a more modern invention, and I must have mentioned it, that my mother-in-law, she was brought up without a fridge. So it's not that long ago. Our grandparents' generation for sure had no fridges. So obviously Mishibu doesn't address it. But it may be a valid question to ask. The fact that we've got fridges, so does that change the halacha? Surely something which is in the fridge is kept nice and fresh. So you are telling me the whole het of oichel nefesh is based because you want to have something which tastes nice and fresh. So, well, that's true maybe 100 years ago, where you had to keep the stuff in salt to keep it fresh. Obviously, it's not going to taste as nice. It's going to lose its quality over the 24 hours, 48 hours, it loses its taste. So obviously allowed to do these things on Yom Tov. But nowadays, we've got fridge, tastes nice and fresh. So, who says you're allowed to do these melachos on Yom Tov? Just put it before Yom Tov and keep it in the fridge. Maybe the heter of cooking on Yom Tov, therefore, would be diminished. You can challenge the heter of cooking on Yom Tov. Your thoughts on this, gentlemen? Yeah, very good. So this is precisely what the poskim say, and they base themselves, the heter, on those words which we saw now in the Ramah. Again, those words which are really key words and crucial words for all the Chas Yom Tov. That it says, "Kol she'enu meifik tam klal," as long as it doesn't lose any taste, you don't have to be mevata on any quality. It's not. The Ramah says that anything which loses its taste, you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Now, surely also something which has been kept in the fridge, even for a day or two, it's not as nice, it's fresh, and therefore that would be included in the head of the Ramah. So therefore, you're allowed to, without reservation at all, we're allowed to cook something on Yom Tov, even though you could have kept in the fridge, because surely it's not as nice, not as tasty, and it does lose some of its quality if it's kept in the fridge, and that's the consensus of all the poskim. We're going to do the second line of the Ramah. We're going to do that tomorrow, which deserves its own discussion, as well as the Bialach on the side over here. So we'll leave that for tomorrow, Bezer Hashem. But I'm pleased that we have had a good start on Chas Yom Tov, and we moved from Reb Gideon's chickens, and Bezer Hashem will address that in greater details, Bezer Hashem, tomorrow, Mitzvah. And I wish you a very, very good evening. Very good evening to all.